And that was Paramore with Ankle Biters from their 2013 self-titled release, which a lot of people like to bag on because they think it derives greatly from their exquisite pop-punk sound, but, I mean, if that song's not pop-punk, then what is? That's what I impose on you, the listeners.
Elon, Peter, what did you guys think of that song?
The song was great, but if there was less Hayley Williams in it, it would have been a little bit better.
Peter, get out.
There's a little bit too many vocals. If there was more instrumental, it would have been nice.
It's okay, I respect your opinion.
The song is also kind of short for songs, as songs go nowadays.
Yeah, it was only 2 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yeah, you have to be at least 3 minutes to be considered a real song. Yeah.
Alright, our next song is All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Less Than Jake, one of the more modern ska bands, as our friend Will would like to say. Apparently they're not real ska, according to him, but I guess that's just his opinion.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Don't you think it's strange that there's a way of how you looked and how you act and how you think? Pretend they're not the same as you. Don't you think it's strange that there's a way of how you looked and how you act and how you think? And pretend they're not the same as you. Do you know about his strength and convictions? Or how she puts all her faith in religion? Did we take the time to really discover?
Okay, that was All My Best Friends Are Metalheads by Less Than Jake from their album Hello Rockview.
Our next song is We All Float Down Here by 4 Year Strong, off their self-titled album 4 Year Strong. I think this one was one of their more recent ones. It came out in 2015. although they are definitely working on new music. I think they released a new song last year, so I'm excited to see what they do, but for now, here's one of their more recent old ones.
Peel your skin back to show what you're made of. Too bad you never did have the guts to know where your heart should go.
And that was 4 Years Strong with We All Float Down Here, which is clearly a reference to floating dead bodies. And you know what's worse than a few dead bodies? 17 million of them. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by the Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And speaking of Feeding America, our next song is Pizza Day by the Aquabats.
I got pegged in the head by a big red ball and stung in my head hung. Back to class with a bloody nose, and soon it was lunchtime. Mom said I should have. ask about how poor kids could defend. So I got a book of tickets and a schedule, and it read Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos in a bag. Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week. All the kids would line up super early just to eat. Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk, Thursday sloppy joes and burritos.
Michael Jackson of Encino, California. When he's not at his little theme park, he's eating pizza with the kids. Oh boy, Moonwalker's back. Have a slice, buddy. Take off your glove first. You'll enjoy it more. Whoa, Empa Tiger. Wow.
And that was Pizza Day by the Aquabats. Now, did any of you guys know the Aquabats actually have a TV show?
I believe I've heard of it. Is it the Super Show?
It is. They're all superheroes in it, and I've never seen an episode, but I heard it was pretty good.
I believe it has pretty decent reviews on IMDb, so you guys should check it out. It might be quite beneficial to your well-being. So anyway, our next song is Perfect by Simple Plan from their, I believe, 2002 release, No Pads, No Helmet, just balls.
Talk to me, did I grow up according to plan? And do you think I'm wasting my time doing things I wanna do? But it hurts when you disapprove all along. And now I try hard to make it, I just wanna make you proud. America, it's just too late and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. I try not to think about the pain I feel inside. Did you know you used to be my hero? All the days you spent with me now seem so far away, and it feels like you don't care anymore. And now I try hard to make it. I just wanna make you proud. Nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Now it's just too late and we can't go back. I'm sorry, I can't be perfect.
And that was Simple Plan with Perfect. And you know what's not perfect? The body language of somebody suffering from a stroke. When somebody is having a stroke, they might not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. Fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Our next song is Favorite Liar by The Rex. I found this song on Spotify, actually. They have like these personalized playlists, and this came up, and I really liked it. And I showed it to Joe, and he's like, it's decent.
It is decent. I turn into Will.
So I hope everyone else enjoys this song.
I remember going out to see the big rocks, but without you knowing, I hope you're not too mad. I go alive. Pretend tonight, for just tonight. I wanna wake up with you. I wanna wake up feeling tired.
change the shore.
And that was Favorite Liar by The Rex. Next up, we have the Canadian sensation herself, Avril Lavigne, with What the Hell. She's a very talented artist, despite how untalented her husband, the antichrist of music, Chad Kroeger, is. She's got plenty of talent, so let's dive right in.
On your knees, begging, please stay with me.
Once again, that was What the Hell by Avril Lavigne. You know, some would say her husband Chad Kroeger's music is terrible enough to kill 9 million children. I would agree, but every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Our next song is Disdain by Knucklepuck, or as I like to call them, Knucklepuck. Now, that second name comes from this YouTuber. His name is Jared Alonji, and he had this series where he'd go around mispronouncing band names, and he called Knucklepuck Knucklepuck, and the band did not like that very much, so it's very entertaining to me. So here's their song, Disdain.
Talk about my mistake for the Pacific, for my name into Disney.
And that was Disdain by Knucklepuck, or Knucklepuck, from their album Copacetic. Our next song is called Voldemort. It's by a band called With Confidence.
I remember the first night that she said, oh, maybe I can do this on my own. And despite all the reassurances and reoccurrences, you will not be alone.
Despite the weather, it gets better. You won't do this alone.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of Don't Assume My Genre to anyone in the wizarding world who was offended by the title of that song. I know the politically correct way to pronounce it is He Who Shall Not Be Named, so my bad.
Our next song is Stupid For You by Waterparks off their brand new album, Double Dare. That was Stupid For You by Waterparks. Now, Waterparks went to Warped Tour last year, and I almost went to see them, so I'm hoping that they go again this year so I can actually go. But they had played a really late show last year in New York, so I couldn't get around to it. But anyways, on March 22nd, tickets and artists are released, so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, keep an eye out for it.
So that was Waterparks. I'm rephrasing. So they're actually from Houston, Texas, former host town of the Houston Oilers, which then moved to Tennessee to become the Titans, which Tennessee begins with 10, which kind of sounds like Tan, which reminds me of Danny Tanner, the protagonist of the old 80s, 90s sitcom Full House, who was very clean. You should always wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meat or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Danny Tanner would be proud. Anyway, our next song is Beck and Call by Sundressed. So let's give it a whirl.
If you care to listen at all, compliments are always subtle. Kind words, they rarely leave your mouth. Underneath the weeping willow, you're just drooling on your pillow. All is well whenever you are right. Now the pattern. Too much. If you choose to take this service, shooting pains in both of your wrists, lack of sleep will triumph once again. Under all the same conditions, starts to feel like a tradition. Every couple years, pick up the pen.
And that was Beck and Call by Sundressed.
Our next song is called With Legs Like That by Zebrahead, which was written as a theme song for WWE superstar Maria. So, good for her.
Here she comes again, like good medicine. Every step she takes, my blood is flowing. Her legs go on and on for days. She's got a hold on me, I need the remedy. Just to hold her would be a cure for me. Makes me wanna sin. My heart stops when I think about her coming. Her legs go on and on for days. She's got a hold on me. It's a tragedy that I will never get the chance to have her close to me. When she moves, she takes my breath away.
She moves. She's at the top of her game. She don't know my name. The future's looking bleak.
And that was With Legs Like That by Zebrahead.
Our next song is Mind Bottled by State Champs. Now, I discovered State Champs in Target once because I'd heard of the band before and I saw their album in the CD section and I decided to just buy it. And they were a pretty good band, so I hope everyone enjoys this song. That was Mind Bottled by State Champs.
Next up, we have Hello Brooklyn by All Time Low. So, greetings to anyone listening in Brooklyn. Thank you for listening, if you're there.
Can't miss this chance to take you out. Here's your a party at the end of the world.
Okay, and it is now time for our last song, which is Stab My Back by the All-American Rejects, an artist that was actually recommended to us by the great Peter Torrenti. So, certified by Peter, so you should enjoy it. Well, folks, that's all for today. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoey D.
And I'm DJ Anxiety.
And this has been Don't Assume My Genre.
Thanks for listening.
See you next week. Or play music for you next week.
Wow, Joe.